Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. As you said correctly, we're on agenda item one, adoption of the provisional agenda. I hope that in the next few minutes, the cameras will start working in the room, and so you can actually see us up here far away. I'm waving, so online, hopefully you'll be able to see us. If not, we'll be very far away for, for the entire session. So as the chair has said, yes, we've this meeting is being convened by the chair with the aim of meeting the mandate set out in the report of the 75th session of the Working Party on Rail Transport. If I may, Mr. Chair, before we move on to agreeing the agenda, I would just like to remind delegates of some administrative aspects for the meeting. We are meeting here today and online from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Geneva time, and then also then continuing in the afternoon from 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. This time period has been allocated really to try and ensure that all interventions can be interpreted fully during the session, both here in the room and, of course, remotely online. From a technical point of view, you have all seen we are using the Zoom platform for remote participation and interpretation. As was written in the chat earlier, please click on the button on the bottom of the screen to select your relevant language to listen to interventions. Please remember that if you would like to take the floor online to raise your hand, and of course in the room to raise your flag, and the chair will give you the floor in the order in which you have raised your flag or your hand. We do have, as you will have seen, a chat function in the Zoom platform. You are of course free to write whatever you like in the chat. Please note though that not all delegates in the room have access to the Zoom platform, so what you write in the chat may not be seen by everybody, and of course what is written in the chat is not interpreted. So to make sure that your comments, your views are fully expressed, I would strongly recommend that you do raise your hand and make the intervention verbally so that it can be interpreted. From the technical viewpoint, one final thing. I see that there are a few delegates online who have ambiguous names, let's say, which are difficult to read and to be able then to draw upon when you raise your hand. If possible, please try to change the label that is on your name, at least to show your company or your country, so that it makes it easier then to be called by the chair. If possible, I see there is a comment in the chat. If the Russian interpreters could speak a bit louder, as our colleagues are having a bit of trouble with the volume. So, after that very long technical introduction, if I may, Mr. Chair, just to remind delegates of our mandate as set out in document EC Trans SC2236, where in paragraph 33 it says SC2 agreed to hold the consultations of member states and other stakeholders such as OSJD and OTIF managed by the chair with the support of the secretariat on URL until the 76th session in November 2022. And then it goes on in paragraph 35 to say SC2 also empowered its chair to hold a meeting of friends of the chair should he find the need to do so for facilitating the consultations identified in paragraph 33, which was the previous paragraph that I quoted. In meeting this mandate, of course, during the session, participants may wish, when we get to agenda item 2, to go through the consultation responses received to the letter sent out by the chair, by us on behalf of the chair, of course, in May 2022. And delegates may wish to comment on the responses received. Following the completion of these discussions, as part of agenda item 3, the chair may wish to summarize the conclusions of this session so that they can be incorporated into document EC Trans SC2 2022-3. for submission to the Working Party on Rail Transport for the November session. And at this session, if appropriate, a decision on the way forward for URL may be considered. So apologies for the long introduction, Mr. Chair. That's a quick run through of our agenda as set out in EC Trans SC2/239. And you may wish to open the floor for comments on the adoption of the agenda. Thank you.